great to be with you on this Thursday. I am Jim Rome in Southern California. We're going back-to-back with college football interviews. First, we had Hawaii head coach Nick Rolovich right before he opened up camp. We are now joined by the head football coach at Nebraska. He is entering his third season at Nebraska. The Huskers went 9-4 last season. They were 6-3 in the Big Ten. They open up against Arkansas State on September 2nd, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Cornhusker head coach Mike Riley is my guest. Mike, it is so good to have you back. How are you, Mike?
Great, Jim. It's great to talk to you. It's been a while.
Mike, it is great to talk to you. It always has been, and it's nice to have you back. Now, you handled your business at Big Ten Media Days. Fall camp starts in a few days. When it gets to this point of the year, how eager are you just to get things started?
That's a great question for me, Jim, because I've been doing it a long time, and I love it. I'm really excited about our team and fired up for camp. I think I'm a little bit like a fan. I have an interest in this team. There's a lot of moving parts, but it's been a good off season, and I think it's been a good progression with the program here and kind of getting into the whole Nebraska scene, and I'm enjoying it.
Mike Riley joining us. You know, Mike, there's so many interesting things in that response that I want to talk to you about. But let me first ask you, when you're coming off a 9-win season and you're entering your third year in charge, do you feel like you're now at a place where you have developed the culture that you want in that program? Or maybe in some ways, do you never, ever reach that place where you stop developing that culture?
Oh, boy, I really believe after doing it a few times, Jim, that it's an ongoing thing. I think it's a 3-5 year initial process of This is the way we expect it to look. You know, I've been there before where I've said I don't like how this feels or how this looks, and I think it is a process. I also think it's the football process, too. You know, what we want to establish is what we're good at, who we are, kind of identity-type stuff. That's really been fun and interesting for me because we've had, and now we're having a big quarterback transition from, you know, from first of all, from our history at Oregon State with our quarterbacks to a whole different skill set with Tommy Armstrong, and now kind of back to the same kind of skill set we had when I was on the West Coast.
Nebraska head coach Mike Riley joins us. All right, so in terms of quarterback, you've got Tanner Lee taking over now. He comes in with a lot of buzz around him. What do you make of the way, Mike, that he's handled the attention that comes along with being the quarterback at Nebraska?
Beautiful thing about Tanner, Jim, is there's not a lot of drama there. He came in kind of as a guy that was initially really well liked by everybody. He had to sit out the year because of the transfer, and then pretty soon I noticed there was just a lot of respect there too. So he was well liked. He's well respected. Not a lot of drama. Pretty mature and poised kid. I really like him. He reminds me of the transfer situation we had years ago with Matt Moore coming from UCLA to Oregon State. Matt kind of entered in as one of the guys and had a great 2-year career with us, and I'm looking forward to seeing if Tanner can do the same kind of thing at Nebraska.
You know, one more thing about Tanner is he had been the starter at Tulane before he transferred, and he ran the scout team last year. It's not something that a lot of guys would necessarily like to do. What did he show you with the way he approached that job?
That told me a lot about him. He did that, again, without a lot of drama. He told me he just wanted to do the very best job he could do for our defense. What you said is really a really interesting part, because a guy that's already been a 2-year starter in college football program, to sit out, hard to do, I would think. And I thought that he handled it about as well as he could have and got himself ready for the off season and for spring ball. And we had a lot of fun with him in spring. So I think he's handled all that really, really well, really helped our team, really became one of the guys, and was elected an off-season captain for our off-season workout program. Did a lot of stuff like that that's pretty impressive.
We're talking Nebraska football with head coach Mike Riley. And, Mike, also you brought in Bob Diaco as your defensive coordinator. He is one of my favorite interviews in college football because of his enthusiasm and his intensity. What's it been like to work with him so far?
Gosh, really fun. And what you said about him has been really confirmed here for me, Jim. He is smart. He is detailed. He's a very, very good teacher. I was impressed with the amount of production we got accomplished throughout spring ball, you know, the number of things that we got in, because we changed to the 3-4. I've been intrigued with doing that for a few years, excited to do that. Great marriage with that thought and getting to hire Bob. He's always thought-provoking for me. He's been now a head coach, so a guy like that on the staff is really good for me. I enjoy talking to him about football programs as well as just the defense that we're implementing here.
You know, Mike, you are relentlessly upbeat. You always have been, and I could tell from the very top of the interview that you are fired up. Always fired up, but it seems like there's a little something extra, maybe, unless I'm reading that wrong, except that the one thing that keeps coming up, everybody around the program is talking about the fire, the motivation you have this year, even more so than normal. My question then is, how do you go about maintaining that drive and that passion for what you do when you've done it as long as you've done it?
I think my age has brought on more of an appreciation for what I do, Jim. I really do appreciate this job. And, you know, there's a lot of layers to it, but when you get down to it, you know, the coaching of football and the work, the working with young men is really something that is a valuable thing to get to do. And I'm really fortunate to do it. And I think getting to continue to do that is really special to me. So I am fired up about it, and I still enjoy all the parts. When I don't, I won't coach anymore, but I'm enjoying every bit of it, looking forward to the start of another football season.
We're talking to Mike Riley. We'll do so for a few more moments. You know, Mike, very sadly, earlier this month, safeties coach Bob Elliott passed away due to complications from cancer. He was truly beloved in the coaching community by his players over the course of a career at schools like Iowa, Notre Dame, Nebraska. Yeah. I know you only worked with him for a short time, but what kind of a person was he?
Man, you know, through the association with Bob Diaco, I got the name Bob Elliott. And, of course, I knew who Bob Elliott was. And then, you know, I had many people call me about him, but I really didn't need that. And I'm really glad that we hired Bob Elliott. And I really will miss him because I enjoyed him a ton. The football part of it, his experience in football, his relationship with players was awesome. He loved the players, and the players loved him. On just a whole other note, besides all that, I think we would have been great friends. I just really liked the guy, and I'm really, really sorry. I'm really thankful that we got to be around him, his wife Joey. I mean, just great people.
You know, something, the part about you guys would have been really great friends, safety Aaron Williams talked about the impact that Elliott had on him and how the two of them connected. I mean, I know there was a moment when you saw the two of them having lunch one time. It seemed like they were old friends, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. It was really a neat picture. And I saw that with Bob right away. He really tried to make that connection. He enjoyed it. I think those things I described about me and my experience in this job and what I now most appreciate, I just saw that come to life with him. And as a position coach, when you can get close to those guys like that, he made an immediate impact. And to go down the dining hall and see that picture, and that was not the only time, but I just remember that day with Aaron. I thought that was pretty special.
Mike Riley, my guest. You know, Mike, last July, Sam Foltz died in a car accident, and we're talking about Bob Elliott, who passed away. And the fact is, I mean, you're a leader of men, a leader of young men, but there's no manual, there's no playbook for dealing with something like this. So as the head coach and the leader of a program of more than 100 players and an entire staff, how do you go about helping them with the grieving process?
Oh, boy, you're right about no manual now. I mean, that hit me right between the eyes again this year of back-to-back years of losing somebody in the program. It is hard. And one thing I note is that I can't say anything. I tell them that. I can't say anything to make you feel better about this. But we together can give each other some support and strength. And we together can understand what this person has meant to us. And so we were fortunate to be around these folks, but it was unfortunate in such a short time.
You know, Mike, a final thought. I'm a Los Angeles native, and when I first got into the business, I had not really spent much time out of California, and then we built this network out, and we were adding stations nationally. I will never forget the time, early 1990s, when I went to Omaha, and I went to Nebraska, and I just had never seen anything like it, never seen people quite like that, just the warmest, most genuine people. You've coached at the very highest levels of professional football, college football. You've seen a lot of things, done a lot of things.
Yeah.
But as you enter your third year, what do you know now about Nebraska, the program and the fans, that maybe you didn't know before you arrived?
You know, I really appreciate that, those thoughts, because I want to feel like a real good fit here, because I really like these people. They care so much, and people ask me to describe Nebraska in one word, and I say care, you know, and it's all over the place, and they're genuinely nice, friendly. They pride themselves in what they say they're the best fans in college football. I think they are. They love their team. They've stayed with it through thick and thin and sold out that stadium for 60-plus years. And it's really an honor to be in a football program where people are around you that care so much.
He is the head football coach in Nebraska, entering his third season, coming off a very good 9-4 year last year, including 6-3 in the Big Ten. Mike, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the relationship and all the interviews we've done over the years. It is so good to have you back, Mike. Thank you very much.
I'll pass that back to you, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. You know, I've said it before, when Mike Riley comes on, I'm not sure there's a nicer head coach in any sport than Mike Riley. And don't confuse that with him lacking in fire, drive, intensity. He's got all those things, which make him a great coach. But I'm just saying, as a guy who's in a cutthroat business,